Hi everyone, welcome to Block Shorts. My name is Gautam Dhameja, and in this episode of the podcast, we are going to talk about central bank digital currencies, or also known by their acronym CBDCs. To put it very simply, central bank digital currencies are just the digital version of fiat currencies. Now let's do a double click here. So fiat currencies are issued by central banks of respective countries, and these currencies are issued based on the economic conditions and need for trade and commerce in a particular country. So previously, a few decades ago, these fiat currencies were issued based on gold reserves, but not anymore. They are now issued mostly on the needs of trade and commerce in a country, and also on how the inflation is going. Now, the process of minting and maintaining these currencies requires quite a bit of work in terms of printing, logistics, transfers, and then potentially, you know, like having them stored at some place and so on. And there's a lot of paperwork and many layer of bureaucratic process that goes on into currency management, right from minting them to processing them and so on. On the other hand, if we look at the digital currencies or cryptocurrencies such as Bitcoin, they are issued by the network, by the decentralized network of nodes. They are not controlled by a central party. They are not controlled by any particular institution, but they are generated by the network, and then they get distributed among the miners and the users through the processes of the network. Now, there is no need of a paperwork when it comes to cryptocurrencies. There is no such process of logistics or reserving them or so on. These are simply minted on the network, and then the accounts of users and miners hold these currencies based on the transfers and other transactions on the network. Now, this brings in a lot of efficiency because there is not a lot of process or paperwork or logistics involved in cryptocurrencies. But the cryptocurrencies are not controlled by the nation states or the central banks of countries. So basically, you can think of central bank digital currencies as more efficient version of fiat currencies today, but still giving all the control to the minting authority or the central banks of these countries. So they are more like, you know, a combination of digital currencies having some characteristics of cryptocurrencies, but not all of them. Now, this is mostly, you know, like to increase efficiency and also to make sure that a lot of different kind of processes are possible. For example, today, basically, cross-border payment settlements take a lot of time. It requires a lot of ledgers to be primarily matched and processed, and then only these cross-border payments happen. There is also a lot of process that goes into maintaining the foreign reserves and making sure that the payments are made for foreign countries for imports and exports. And central bank digital currencies can potentially bring in a lot of efficiency in these processes, in cross-border payment settlements and maintaining foreign reserves and so on. Now, how would they work? So basically, a lot of countries are currently trying central bank digital currencies in some or the other manner. Some of them are still in test phases. Some of them are still in exploratory phases. Some of them have launched pilot program of the currency and so on. And most of these currencies are based on private permission blockchain networks, where only the authorized authorities from the government are given the power to actually mint these currencies on this network. There are only a set of permissioned authorities who can run the nodes of this blockchain. So the entire control of running this blockchain and minting the currency still stays with the governments and the central banks. But they are still digital. They can be transferred among different kind of accounts. There is no need for a lot of paperwork. You don't have to worry about going through a bank. You can still send this currency to another user on this network and so on. Now, in the future, how these currencies are going to look like and what are they going to bring to the table is still what we have to see. So at the moment when I'm recording this episode of the podcast in the April month of 2022, these currencies are still in a very nascent stage. We have not seen a lot of standardization or clarity across CBDCs or how they are going to function in the future. There could be a lot of changes, but I believe the fundamentals will stay the same. They would still be minted by the governments. They would still be controlled by the governments, but they will look like cryptocurrencies so that they could be easily and efficiently transferred between users and different kind of institutions. So this was more like an overview of CBDCs. Thank you for listening, and I'll see you in the next episode of the podcast. Ciao.